to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And joining us online right now is James Morris. We're still having some technical issues connecting with Phil Turney, but let's start with James here right now. James, aloha. Welcome to the show. And I'm sure that you're probably gratified to see the tremendous response all across the alternative media and the blogosphere regarding this year's 45th anniversary of Israel's sneak attack on the USS Liberty. What is your feeling about what's been going on this last week?
Well, Mike, first of all, thanks for having me on the show, and couldn't get the word out there if we didn't have whatreallyhappened.com. I mean, I was talking to you yesterday about what happened at the memorial. I haven't been able to get the latest news on that yet, but I will soon with regard to Press TV. I had arranged with the correspondent in D.C. to cover the memorial at Arlington, and the last word I had from him is Arlington Cemetery wasn't allowing in the Press TV cameras. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, I couldn't be more pleased with regard to the coverage we're getting on the internet. But like I said, it has a lot to do with what you have going on at whatreallyhappened.com. I mean, without the post that you put up there, you know, I just think that it would be dead in the water, frankly.
Which is interesting because that's the name of this wonderful documentary about the attack on the USS Liberty, is Dead in the Water. You know what's interesting? I think Arlington is not really thinking very clearly here, because if they just let Press TV in there to cover the ceremony, it would be over and done with, and it would show in some parts of the world. But now, by this boneheaded move of banning commercial TV cameras to cover the memorial service for the USS Liberty, now they're turning it into a big global story. It's going to have the banned and banned in Boston effect.
And people Mike, I agree. Yeah. I talked to a friend of mine at Press TV who had the autograph series program. She's working on another documentary currently for Press TV on Occupy Wall Street. That we talked last night because I kind of like worked it from three different directions at Press TV to get coverage of the memorial, and also at Russia Today. And I was hoping Russia Today shows up. We'll have to see. But I know Press TV was going there, and I was talking to Susan, you know, last night, exactly what you were just mentioning here. And she thinks that, yeah, it's a very interesting aspect of the story. Like you just said, if they've just allowed the cameras to go in and, you know, video or film the, or shoot the, memorial, it would be over and done with. But now if we find out that, Arlington, hadn't gotten back with permission, to allow those cameras in, that's going to be a big deal. Definitely so. And we'll make a big deal of it on the internet.
We will make it a big deal. Next time you talk to Press TV and Russia Today, give them my best because I love their work and I link to them an awful lot, and say aloha from out here in Hawaii. We have Phil Turney on the line now. Phil, aloha. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? It's nice talking to you, Mike. I appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for taking time with us. I mean, this is absolutely the capstone of this week of awareness of the USS Liberty and Israel's sneak attack. We're about a minute away from having to take a commercial break here. When we come back, though, Phil, I'm going to want to basically just give you the microphone and let you talk about your experiences that day. We are getting this tremendous response from Wednesday's interview with Richard, and yesterday with Ron, and now we've got you on the air, and we were trying to get Joe Meadors, but we were not able to basically put that deal together. I imagine everybody from the USS Liberty and the USS Liberty organizations have been tremendously busy this week, and time is at a premium. But it is so important on this, the 45th anniversary, that we get it out there. And as I have been saying all week to everybody that's called in on this topic here, because of that whopper of a lie the U.S. government told about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, the American people understand they're the most lied to people on the face of the earth. They're more open and receptive to hearing the truth about what has really gone on with Israel's sneak attack against the USS Liberty 45 years ago today. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back with Phil Turney and James Morris after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And joining us on the line now, of course, is Phil Turney, survivor, veteran of the USS Liberty, survivor of Israel's sneak attack 45 years ago today. So, Phil, I'm just going to hand you the microphone. Please share with us what you experienced.
First, I want to thank you very, very much again for all that you've done for the USS Liberty over the years and taking people on your program that that were there that saw the real thing. It's I can't tell you how much it means to us, and especially to me, to be on the air with you on RBN, a great radio station, because everybody can't handle the truth that listens to this program. Also, I want to thank the people that helped me through the years and have been doing this 365 days a year, a very dear angel named Kat. She sings the song on my radio show, and also John Gadusko, former intelligence officer aboard the USS Liberty, and also none other than the real James Morris. And I certainly appreciate all he's done for the USS Liberty. And I must say this, and I want to get this off my chest, and I'll get into the rest of the attack, but Joe Metters, he was a crew member aboard the ship, and I know you tried to get a hold of him.
And also, Jim Ennis, he was a crew member. He wrote a book, and I think Ron mentioned that yesterday. But they're not really interested in getting on radio shows like this. They think they're anti-Semitic Nazis, Jew haters, and stuff like that. Where they ever come up with this stuff is beyond me. But I just want to let you know that there are a few guys out there that don't know the real truth or don't care to speak about it, especially on this radio program. And shame on them, in my view. So I got that said, but the real reason we're here is 3 hours from now, 45 years ago, there were 34 men aboard that ship that had no idea that they were going to die in 3 hours. Had no idea. Well, we thought we were in the safest place in the world, especially with our good buddies, the Israelis there, that had already identified us, and we knew we were safe. We felt very, very good, very comfortable, as Larry and Ronna said. And, you know, as far as the attack goes, it was one of the most bloodthirsty, vengeful, mean-spirited attacks in American history. For your best friends to brutalize 294 souls in international waters like the Israelis did. What type of people can do that? Shoot innocent people like fish in a barrel is beyond me. What type of human being does it take to do something like that? To follow orders. Well, they say they were just following orders. Well, they had a trial in Germany, the Nuremberg trials, for people who were just following orders. And you know what they did to them? They put them to death. They executed them. And I believe the same should be done to the very people who did that to us. There's no excuse for murdering Americans on the high seas. There's no excuse for murdering anybody. I don't care what nationality they are. Just because you're Jewish, you can get by with that. Because you're Israeli, I think not. Am I angry? You bet I'm angry. I've been angry for 45 years, not just at the Israelis, but our government, too, for the cover-up. The cover-up is just as bad as the act itself. It's been covered up ever since LBJ to the present, to this president and all Congresses. They've all covered it up. Now, I heard you talking earlier about Arlington. That ceremony started, it's probably over now. It started at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But they didn't want any cameras in there to film it. Can you believe that? To film a solemn ceremony on the 45th anniversary, they didn't want to film it. And you're right. That's another part of the cover-up. Even at our own national cemetery, they're part of the cover-up. No, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. It's just a fact. We found this out yesterday. They wouldn't allow cameras in to film the ceremony. If that isn't disrespectful, I don't know what is. Because they don't want the world to know. They don't want the real truth to come out. It's hidden so deep in our society, in the fabric of our society.
So I just got some breaking news just now in that regard. I didn't mean to interrupt there, but a friend of the program, James Beardsley, mentioned that he's listening to the show, and he was at the memorial. And it's based on his email, it seems like Press TV did not make it in there. So it looks like Arlington did not give permission for the Press TV cameras to get inside. I just hope a smaller camera was taken to video or captured on, you know, off on the record. And this is incredible. I just can't believe it. And I wanted to mention just one more point, and I'll give it back to you. If you go to Twitter, Bryant Jordan, you can follow him. He's with military.com. And he was the gentleman that wrote the story in the Navy Times and that went into the Marine Times as well. And that actually was when Captain Boston had come out about A.J. Crystal, the Jewish bankruptcy judge in Florida, who had tried to basically whitewash the Liberty attack using the sham Naval Court of Inquiry. Anyway, Brian Jordan, if you go to his Twitter feed, you can see what he had to say. He's got an article there, and it's just incredible what he has to say. He conveys that no military brass ever show up at these ceremonies for the Liberty on the anniversary, the memorial, of course. No politicians will show up there. I mean, that's just the grip that the Israeli lobby and its influence has on our country. And I'll just one more point, and I'll give it back to you. Paul Finley, the courageous Republican, former Republican congressman, sent me an email this morning with a document of the words that he's going to read at a ceremony or a memorial that he's doing in Illinois with some survivors. And I'll be sure to put that up at the top of ushijack.com, and I'll forward that to Mike to post as well. But I'm just dismayed how Arlington would not give permission for the Press TV cameras to go there. I mean, we know that the pro-Israel, Israel First American media won't be there. So I tried to circumvent that with Press TV and Russia Today, and it looks like we failed, Phil, unless somebody shot it on a smaller camera. Anyway, I'll turn it back over to you.
Whether quick comment, and then I'm going to give it back to Phil here. Whether anybody shot it on a small camera or not, basically the story that we're going to be taking into next week, and we are going to hammer this as hard as we can. Israel controls Arlington National Cemetery. Is that not supposed to be the most hallowed ground of America's heroes who were fallen in war? And yet Israel can come in and say, no, you're not allowed to pay attention to these people. I don't know if you saw it or not, Phil, but a couple of days ago I made up this little poster I put up at the top of whatreallyhappened.com where it shows all these naval disasters, the loss of the Monitor, loss of the USS Maine, the Thresher, the Scorpion, USS Arizona, USS Indianapolis, and underneath them all it says, honored and remembered, and then down at the very bottom it says, USS Liberty successfully repelled Israeli sneak attack. Scrapped and forgotten. And that really just shows that this tremendous dichotomy with a Navy that worships all of these disasters and defeats, and yet with the USS Liberty did better against a sneak attack than Pearl Harbor did. And Pearl Harbor knew the Japanese were out there and didn't like them. So it was an even worse situation for the USS Liberty, where supposedly these are our friends and they're here to protect us, and then they start shooting you up. And you know, this should have been seen as a tremendous victory for the U.S. Navy, and instead it got swept under the rug.
And, Mike, just one more point on that, too. What we're trying to do today, as you already know, is we're trying to get this to trend at Twitter, you know, USS Liberty. So if any of your listeners out there could go on their Twitter accounts and use the hashtag USS Liberty. Again, that's just a number sign or hashtag USS Liberty, all one word. Let's get this to trend worldwide. So if the U.S. media ignores it, at least Twitter can see what it is, and people can click on it as a trending, you know, story at Twitter. Let's get your listeners to go to Twitter right now and do that if they could.
Okay, well, I've been posting a lot of this stuff to Twitter. We know that Twitter is unfortunately, sadly, subject to manipulation. But
sure.
You know something? It doesn't matter. We have obviously gotten the story out. From the email, from the response to the shows, we've gotten it out. And we need to remember, the corporate media is not the controlling powerhouse it used to be. I was rather surprised to find out just a couple of weeks ago, we have more people reading the What Really Happened website than watch Anderson Cooper. And that basically tells us we're the high ground in the war for the minds of America and the world. And so I think we're getting it out there. And more than just getting the story out there, like I said before, Americans are willing to accept they were lied to. And I think justice is finally going to come, and recognition of the heroism of the USS Liberty crew. It's long overdue, but it's coming.
And, Mike, I think you made a good point a couple of days ago, too, how, according to the BBC and other stories, that I posted a link for that at ushijack.com, and I know you did at whatreallyhappened.com as well, but the downward trend that we're seeing with the image of Israel worldwide, so now is the time to really hammer home the truth on the USS Liberty to wake up Americans to the fact that Israel is an ally that the pro-Israel biased American media makes them out to be.
Well, you know, we're hammering USS Liberty, we're hammering the Levant affair,
sure.
We're hammering every single case where Israel has gone out with a dirty trick in order to trick America into war on their enemies. We've gone back to the fake radio transmissions from Libya that tricked Reagan into bombing Gaddafi. From Viktor Ostrovsky, the Mossad agent, who said, yeah, we tricked you guys into bombing Libya. Aren't we really cool? Actually, he doesn't say that. He's kind of regretful, and he's left the Mossad, and he's an artist out in Arizona now. But Israel does this over and over and over again. Now the world is now aware that Israel is not only a nuclear power. They have been all along.
And
our governments knew it.
And Mike, they're just giving the submarines nuclear tip missile capabilities. So, I mean, what are we looking
at?
Yeah,
got it. We got to take a break for commercials.
About to get us into Syria and Iran as well.
Yeah, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with Phil Turney and James Morris after these words from our sponsors.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we give the microphone back to Phil, I want to read an email that just came in and makes a very, very good point, okay? And it says, there is one point you've not made, and here it is. When the U.S. thought Egypt had been the aggressors, they wasted no time to launch a counterattack with nuclear weapons on the planes they sent to Cairo. When the U.S. got word it was Israel that was attacking the USS Liberty, they recalled the planes back. Here's the point. If the U.S. government was concerned about the fact the USS Liberty was attacked by someone, then why weren't the planes simply redirected to Israel instead of just being recalled? And I think that's a very, very good point. If a nuclear strike is directed at countries attacking the United States of America, why weren't they sent to Tel Aviv after they were recalled from Cairo?
And Mike, that's a very valid point. In fact, the words that Congressman Finley had to say basically said Paul Finley got some words from a NSA contact or intel contact, and he said, and Johnson was on the record saying, "I'm not going to start a war for a couple of Navy sailors." So President Johnson couldn't give a damn about Navy sailors on the Liberty.
But he was certainly willing to go to war against Egypt.
Yeah, but he was basically saying that we're not going to go retaliate against an ally, Israel. I mean, incredible. I mean, I just read that in Paul Finley's email today.
It goes much deeper than that, a lot deeper. We were set up from the moment we left Norfolk, Virginia, to be attacked by the government of Israel, blame it on Egypt, and they were going to nuke Cairo anyway. Those planes were in the air because they thought they were going to sink us right away and blame it on Egypt. That was the whole purpose of this false flag. Was to sink the ship and blame it on another country. And that the only reason they called back the aircraft was that we got a message out, and everybody knew around the world, because it went from Vietnam to Morocco to London to everywhere around the world, that we were under attack by the government of Israel. And because we didn't know who was attacking us to begin with, unmarked planes, we had no idea. We just assumed It was Egypt. But, you know, Mike, the USS Liberty was in international waters. We were doing what our government orders to do. They knew we were under attack. Johnson knew we were under attack by the government of Israel and wouldn't do anything about it. Our ship had over 850 rocket cannon holes in it, and I counted them with a couple other shipmates of mine. That was our job, is to count the holes. After 850, they said, quit counting. Quit counting, because there were more than that. There were over 5,000 armor-piercing bullets, almost a 40 by 40-foot hole in the starboard side. They shot two of our flags down, and Larry the other day said it was like a 17 by 14 flag or whatever. It wasn't. It was a 7 by 13, which is holiday colors, and that's plenty big enough for anybody to see. Now, that flag did remain on the mast. They didn't shoot that one down, but they did shoot it up. And that ship was a ship full of blood and body parts. It was full of men in agony and pain. I can't go on to describe, to tell you the carnage that country had put on these innocent Americans doing what they were told to do. It was unbelievable what I saw. It was unbelievable. I worked with Dr. Kiefer that night, doing an operation, several operations. And one of the fellows that was on the table, he had got shot in the back with shrapnel, and it ruined his kidneys. He asked me to pull off his socks. His feet were hot. And he looked me right in the eye, and he says, am I going to die? And I looked at him, and I knew he was going to die. And I just shook my head. I says, I don't think you're going to make it, man. Doc Kiefer cut him open a few seconds after that, and he was dead. And I feel more regret from doing that, from saying that, than anything I've ever felt in my life. Saying something so callous to a man that was laying there suffering.
Well, you told him the truth, and that gave him the chance. That gave him the chance to make his own peace with whatever, you know, he was going to do. I would want to know the truth if I was in that situation, and so I think you did the right thing, and you shouldn't be beating yourself up about it. Okay.
So do I, Phil.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that vote of confidence, but it just what they did to us, and what they've been doing for the last 45 years. Is putting us in the trash bin of history. When the USS Liberty was one of the most damaged ships in naval history, it has that ship received more medals. The men aboard that ship received more medals than any ship of its comparable size in naval history. And it is, as you said before, it isn't even recognized. The USS Cole was recognized. And the other ships you talked about, the Indianapolis, the Arizona, and on, and rightfully they should be. But they weren't attacked by Israel. You get attacked by Israel, and you do not say a word about it, because our Congress is so wrapped up, bought and paid for. And in 45 years, we haven't had a Congress or a president.
We got to take a break. I apologize for interrupting. We're going to come back. We're going to have 18 minutes after this break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, said the demon to the grove. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I want to make a couple of points before I turn the microphone back over to Phil and James Morris. Here's the situation. I want everybody listening to this show who is serving in uniform or who knows somebody who is serving in uniform to pay very close attention to what these men went through, not just at the hands of the Israeli sneak attack, but at the hands of the United States government, which was perfectly willing to allow them to die in order to create a pretext for war against Egypt. President Lyndon Johnson openly stated, "I'd rather have all these people dead on the floor of the ocean than embarrass Israel." So if you're in a war zone or you know somebody who's in a war zone and they think they're there to protect the United States of America or they're serving democracy or something like that, they need to know the true character of the people who are issuing the orders. President Lyndon Johnson, Secretary of Defense McNamara, Admiral McCain, Admiral Kidd, who were perfectly willing to destroy the lives of these sailors to placate a foreign government. Now, Phil, I want to go back to the story here and I don't know how much time you've got left to talk about today, but there's one story I wanted you to get to, and that is the day that you were threatened by the man with the Israeli accent. Would you mind going over that story for our audience?
Yes, I would. I was out in California, Mike, with my wife. We were visiting out there, and I had my USS Liberty jacket on. And the guy sat right beside of me, and he and my wife was right to my left. And he started in just a little chit-chat conversation, and he says, "Oh, I see you're aboard the Liberty." And I says, "Yeah." I says, "What do you know about it?" And he says, "I know a lot more than you think I know about it." I says, "Well, what do you mean by that?" And he says, "Well, I think that it would be wise for you to keep your mouth shut." And I said, "Excuse me, how dare you? What are you talking about?" And then he said, "I've done many things in my life. And now I am in the Mossad." He said, "Did you know what the Mossad is?" I said, "Absolutely, I do, fool." And then I really got angry, and I told the bartender, I said, "Get this guy away from me, or there's gonna be big problems." And my wife is sitting there shaking in tears because of what she just heard. This guy threatened to kill me if I didn't shut up about the USS Liberty. Now, how did he know I was in California? How did he just randomly walk into this Holiday Inn where we were having dinner? Well, we had two drinks, and then we had dinner. But we ended up leaving, and we were escorted by four armed guards up to our room to keep us safe. So, and then this guy slowly says, "Oh, I really didn't mean anything about it," and then he slowly walks out of the lounge. And so, yes, this only happened about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. So they're watching me like a hawk. They know me, and they hate my guts for it. But, folks, if I get struck by lightning, or I fall out of a tree, or I get hit by a car, believe me, that didn't happen. I was murdered by the government of Israel, the state of Israel. So everybody remember that. I did not die. I did not take an overdose. I did not shoot myself. I was murdered. And that's just the way it is.
And Phil,
I die on my bed at 105 of old age, then I'll give him a break.
Well, that's going to happen, man. Hey, Phil, listen, I just wanted to... Didn't you have that situation, too, where the guy was waving his watch in your face, too?
That's the same guy. The same guy. He had a great big watch, and I said, "Keep your watch out of my face." I said, "What is it, a camera? What is it, a recording device?" He says, "What do you think it is?" He was very arrogant, very, very arrogant, and had the Israeli accent.
Yeah, that's Mossad.
Yeah, absolutely. Just arrogant as he could be, like he could get by with anything, get arrested and get out of jail free card. But, you know, Mike, this whole filthy, dirty thing that happened 45 years ago, it just wasn't an attack on the USS Liberty. It was an attack on all of us. And if Americans would realize that they attacked your sons and daughters, and they will attack them again. We got one war, and I believe both of them. I believe Afghanistan and Iraq were all fought for the benefit of Israel. George W. Bush lied to get us into the war. So did Colin Powell, one of my favorite generals, used to be, until he lied in front of Congress and in front of the UN as George Bush did, saying that, you know, we got to go get this bad Hussein. He's got nuclear weapons. He's got weapons of mass destruction. And he didn't have anything. And if he did have any weapons of mass destruction, we gave them to him when they were fighting Iran. So it was all a pretext just to get us in a war and protect, you know, the precious jewel in the Mediterranean, Israel.
And Phil, along that line, that's exactly what's happened with Syria. Now we're seeing the propaganda, the same kind of propaganda that we got that was used to get us into Iraq, is now being used against Syria, and it's all for Israel yet again.
Okay, I want to make a point here, that, and I want to put it in there. And again, this is a response to the people saying, you know, why do you care after 45 years and so forth and so on? The message here is that Israel did a sneak attack on the USS Liberty to blame it on Egypt to trick the United States into war on Israel's enemies. So it wasn't just an Israeli attack against the crew of the USS Liberty. It was an attack on America. It was an attack on America's freedom to choose not to go to war. And basically, had they succeeded, had the Liberty been sunk by that torpedo, which was intended to break the keel and it hit that I-beam instead, if the Liberty had sunk, I mean, remember, the Israelis were machine-gunning the life rafts. The crew were trying to get off the ship, and then the Israelis machine-gunned the life rafts, and that's when the crew said, well, we got to save the ship one way or the other, because that's it. So if the ship had sunk, the U.S. would have gone to war against Egypt, led by the nuclear strike on Cairo, and millions more would have died because of Israel's sneak attack on the USS Liberty. This is why it's so important, because Israel didn't just do this once. They do it over and over and over again. There was the Levon affair, Israeli agents blowing up targets inside Egypt, British and American targets inside Egypt, and framing the Egyptians for it. There was the radio transmitter smuggled into Tripoli to send fake messages to trick Reagan into bombing Libya. The USS Cole, I am convinced, was a repeat of the USS Liberty, done by the Mossad and blamed on Yemen. We understand the only people who were arrested at the World Trade Centers on 9/11, most of them turned out to be Mossad agents. They'll do it again. Israel will attack something and blow it up and blame their enemies for it to trick the United States into another war. How many billions of American tax dollars have to be spent on these frauds? How many millions of American lives have to be lost before we, the American people, stand up and say, no more wars based on deception, no more wars on Israel's enemies, and we kick out this government that has whored itself to Tel Aviv and is proud to proclaim they have done so?
Mike, listen, I couldn't have put that better. I mean, the bottom line is, when they machine gun the life raft, even had the Israelis even had the audacity, and Phil can tell you this, to take one of those life rafts, at least one of them, back to their quote unquote museum in Israel. And another point along, with regard to what you just mentioned, you've got also Philip Giraldi, another contact friend of mine, who had written a recent article for antiwar.com. And he's saying that, if Israel initiates a war by attacking Iran and drawing us into it, our Congress, because it's so much in the pocket of Israel, as Phil had mentioned before the commercial break, we won't be able to stop or prevent our forces from getting involved. And that's what the American military is very concerned about. And that doesn't even make the media. And that's what Giraldi conveyed in that antiwar.com article.
Well, you know, I think we're facing a choice of here. If we're going to have to go to war anyway, you know, maybe we should go to war against the Congress, because, and I've been saying this quote many, many times before, if we do not choose to fight against these war hawks now, we will soon have no choice but to fight for the war hawks from now on. We are at that choice.
And Mike, I think that's very valid. You'd ask me to mention who neocon, panderer Mitt Romney might have in mind for Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense. And if you go to my ushijack.com blog, there's a post over there, Romney embraced the neocons, and you can scroll down to an article where McCain may be campaigning for Romney, who he couldn't stand in 2008, wouldn't even pick him as his vice president, he picked Palin instead, of course. He may make McCain the Secretary of Defense, and we know how McCain's been with the National Defense Authorization Act, pushing for the military detainment of American citizens and sticking them over in Guantanamo or in other black sites.
James, getting into that venue, this is something that's very, 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 extremely important.
It really is, though. And let me just close, and I'll give it back to you. And then he's also supposedly, I just read an article, Pat Buchanan has it out, about Bill Kristol purging the Arabists. Have that over to ushijack.com as well. And good old McCain's Israel first friend, AIPAC's favorite, Senator Joe Lieberman, may be in place as Secretary of State in a Romney administration. I mean, that's incredible. Go ahead, Phil.
Well, what I wanted to say was, this past Memorial Day, Mike, was a very memorable day in history, in my view. What happened was James and I were talking several days before this happened. John McCain and Romney had a, let's put it the way it is, a campaign rally at a museum in Balboa Park. It's a Navy museum, and it is, you know, it's a solemn place to do memorials and things like that for our fallen soldiers and sailors and Marines and airmen. But we talked to one of the admirals that runs the place, and James asked him a very poignant question, and he said, well, we only honor Vietnam vets, and that isn't what their charter says. But what happened on Memorial Day was I asked James, I says, well, are you going to go? And he says, yeah, I'm going to go. And I said, well, do me a favor. When you get up, when McCain's speaking, yell out, remember the USS Liberty, and so on and so forth, which he did, and they read him off. The Secret Service was very kind to him, and I'll let James tell you more about that. But the point of it is that that was a lie. That museum honors all veterans, not just the Vietnam veterans. That would be insane for any naval institution to do that, or any army or whatever, just to honor one group of people. You honor all veterans. So James gets into the crowd. Here McCain is speaking, and I'm on the phone with James, and he says, Phil, can you hear me? Phil, can you hear me? Yeah, I can hear you, James. And I said, are you going to do it? And he says, yeah, I'm just going to pick the right moment. And a few moments later, he courageously got up and yelled out, Senator McCain, what do you care about the USS Liberty and the cover-up of your father? And he was speechless. Now, a lot of people may say that was not the right place to do it. I think it was the very right place to do it. First of all,
I agree.
This was a campaign speech for Governor Romney, and McCain was pitching himself to be in the cabinet of Romney's presidential cabinet if he gets elected. So, James, you know, go ahead and tell everybody exactly why you did this and your motivation behind it.
Sure, Phil, and thanks for the kind words earlier as well. Yeah, Phil and I were on the phone. I was in San Diego, and I went there. Phil and I were down there the week before, and we'd gotten together with his son and had a good time. And I went down there the following weekend, and I just happened to catch it on the news that McCain and Romney had a quote-unquote Memorial Day, let's just call it a campaign event, a Memorial Day event at the Balboa Park, you know, in San Diego, which is a veterans museum there, as Phil had just mentioned. And so I got there and didn't have a ticket, and supposedly they'd run out of tickets, and when I got there, the line was like 3 football fields long, and I said, heck, this isn't going to happen. But, you know, something was meant to be about it, and it did. I got in. And Phil and I were talking about it on the phone. And the reason I did it, Phil, was for you and the USS Liberty crew. And what really, you know, was the main motivation for doing it is when I saw neocon John McCain introduce Romney there. And like you said, basically an audition, or I think a deal's been done. Romney doesn't have any military experience. He avoided the Vietnam draft by going on a moral mission to France. So I think a deal has been cooked between him and McCain in return for campaign support. McCain will be appointed Secretary of Defense, and his Israel First buddy, Joe Lieberman, will be appointed Secretary of State. I mean, I don't know that for sure, but that's what it seems to be. But anyway.
Well, if McCain winds up as the Secretary of Defense, I hope he does a better job there than he did on the forestall.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He killed hundreds of men. Yeah.
And crashing 4 airplanes and getting one shot down. But anyway, the main reason I did it for Phil Turney and the USS Liberty crew, because when John McCain, like I said in that introduction speech on Memorial Day for Romney, when he said that, oh, this is a day to honor all vets, I just couldn't stomach that. And I told Phil on the phone, I said, this is probably one of the hardest core things I'm going to do, Phil, but I'm doing it for you and the Liberty crew. And I did, and I'm very glad it went the way it did. And thanks so much to you, Mike, for putting it up at What Really Happened, and Jeff Renz put it up at Renz.com as well. and it's gone around the world, even the UK.
Well, you're a jerk. You're a jerk.
That's right. That's right. I always saw McCain. McCain took about 15 seconds. He's in as eloquent as he is. You know, he waits for me to leave and calls me a jerk because he knows if I'd stayed there, I'd call him a traitor right back, you know.
Well, if he calls you a jerk, he called my dead shipmates jerks. He called the 174 wounded jerks. He called every crew member aboard every ship in the world a jerk for serving their country. Is that all? Is that the very best he can come up with?
Called my dead shipmates jerks. Exactly. Called all your shipmates, all the Liberty shipmates jerks. But you know what was meant to be about that too, Phil?
Okay, we got to take a break. I'm sorry, we got to take a break. One more segment left. I know you guys have got to go off to another radio interview. I'm really sorry. I'd keep you into the third hour here. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and sticked up on a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat ever since.
And Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Last segment of the show. The email is pouring in. It's all very supportive. Email pouring in, remembering, you know, the bombing of the King David Hotel. Same thing. Israel blew up the hotel, dressed as Arabs, hid the bombs in milk cans. It's just the way these things get done in that part of the world. We've got 4 minutes left. What do you want to share with our listeners? Where are the websites? Where can they go for more information?
I do want to say one thing, Mike, and then James can give you out the websites. He knows them like, you know, the back of his hand. But, excuse me, I wanted to say, Mike, that you're one of the most passionate, honest people that I've ever met, and I'm very proud to call you my friend. And also, as a radio host, in my view, you're second to none. You're very, very
Thanks.
Good. You're polished. You know what you're talking about, and you believe in America. And I'm very, very proud of you, Mike. And thank you for giving the USS Liberty so much coverage. And I thank you on behalf of my shipmates. And I guess I'll let James take it from there. But again, my friend, thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you for the very kind words. James?
Mike, I'd like to echo what Phil just said. If it wasn't for what you do, putting up my links from my ushijack.com blog, I can't say that enough, they'd probably just be sitting out there in the wilderness of cyberspace. I really appreciate what you do with whatreallyhappened.com. Yeah, what I wanted to mention, if anybody wants to see the harrowing or read about the harrowing experience Phil Turney had, definitely get a copy of his book, What I Saw That Day. It's a must read. I mean, I couldn't put it down with regard to how Phil went through and how his ship, how he basically was instrumental to keeping the ship afloat by shoring up the bulkhead like he did with Larry Broyles from the USS Davis. When the USS Davis arrived, Larry and Phil helped to shore up that bulkhead. Otherwise, the Liberty would have sunk. I have no doubt about that. Also, if you go to John Gadusko, he was an officer on the Liberty. He's an ardent supporter. Fortunately, he wasn't on the ship when she was attacked. You can go to his website. It's tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Also, go to my friend Tom Murphy's website, representativepress.org, and neoconzionistthreat.com. He'll have a YouTube up there very soon about what I did with John McCain. And lastly, if you want to see the exchange that I had with Lee Hamilton in Washington, D.C., that, Mike, you've been very kind to put up as well. It's got over 500,000 views. It wouldn't have that many views if you didn't put it up at What Really Happened. Get the movie Valentino's Ghost. You can go to the website, www.valentinosghost.com. It's a must-watch. That exchange I had with Lee Hamilton's included in it. And with that, I'll give it back to you, Mike. Thanks so much for having Phil and I on.
All right, James, I need you to email me all those links because they went by too fast, even with pencils and pens. I'm sure a lot of people didn't get them. But if you'll email me them, I'll just put up a grand little summary of all of these little things, and we'll put them up there for people to look at. We are out of time this hour. I would love to keep you guys longer, but I know you've got another interview on another radio host that you've got to get on over to. So we're going to say goodbye, and thank you very much. Let you go.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, going to take a break. Back with hour number three. More people calling in about the USS Liberty. After we come back from station identification.